Today's Tanya for Chav Beis Elul is in Igeres HaKedosh Simen Yud Zayin. The Alter Rebbe is speaking about the great Gili, a Likus that comes through the Mitzvah of Tzedakah. That through the Mitzvah of Tzedakah we prepare a Keli to be able to receive a Gili, the revelation of the godliness that today encompasses the world, surrounds the world, but is not clothed within the world, which is higher even than the godliness that is revealed to the greatest of souls in Gan Eden, even in the highest level of Gan Eden. And that's why they, those souls, the patriarchs and Moshe Rabbeinu, will come back and be resurrected in the time of resurrection and receive an even greater reward than they've had until now. Zehu shalom rezal, v'itzeisehem b'zeisheihem v'nenim. That in the time to come, the tzaddikim will sit with their crowns on their heads and take pleasure in godliness. What is the crown? Atozo hibuchinas maki v'seiveth. A crown means that which surrounds and sits on top, which is the save of Kolalman, the Nikro Keser in the Loshen Kiseris, and it is called Keser, this godliness that surrounds from above, is called Keser, a crown, because it comes from the word Kiseris, which means a topping. The topping on top of a pillar, there's that finish, that is the crown or the topping of the pillar. Because sometimes the word kesed also means bittul, or silence. But here, the Rebbe is emphasizing kesed, meaning that which sits on top. V'hu b'chinas memutza ha-mechabe ha-oras ha-maitzol ein-sev baruch hu la-ha-ne-tzolim. And this level called kesed, this godliness that is save of kol alman, is that bridge that brings together the Creator and His creation, even on the level of emanation. The world of Atzilus, although it's called a world, is really not described as a creation, it's described as an emanation, which is much higher than creation. So between emanator and emanation, there needs to be a bridge, and that is Kesed. So Kesed is what brings the Creator or the emanator into the level of Atzilus, into the emanations. Ula osid, but after Mashiach comes, yoyer v'yizgala be'elam hazeh, that level of kesed, which today stands between God and the highest world, will come down and be revealed in this world. Chol ha-tzadikim she'yakumu b'tchiyah, to all the righteous who will be resurrected. Ve'amich kulam tzadikim. And all Jews are called tzaddikim. So it means all Jews will be resurrected. And that godliness which today is hidden and surrounds the world will become available and accessible to everyone who will be resurrected in the world to come. And that's all Jews, amech kulam tzaddikim. And that's another difference between Mashiach, the time after Mashiach, and Gan Eden, because in Gan Eden, not everybody has a portion. But in the Tchias HaMesim, in the world to come, meaning after Mashiach comes, there, Amech Kulam Tzadikim, everybody has a portion there. Zehu Shalom Rezal, Asidim Tzadikim, Sheyem Rulufneyem Kodesh. And this is what the sages meant when they said that in the future, after Mashiach comes, Tzadikim will be called Kodesh. Just as today God is called Kodesh, Tzadikim will be called Kodesh. Ki Kodesh ubechinas muvdul. Because Kodesh means separated, transcendent. She'eine begeder asoga v'das. It is not knowable and understandable. That which is not knowable and understandable is called Kodesh. Ki hu lemay lomay lom ubechinas hachochma v'das shebegan Eden. Describing a level that is much higher than that which is knowable and known in Gan Eden. higher than Chochmah. Ki ha-Chochmah me'ayin t'motzei k'siv, because it says the Chochmah comes from nowhere. It's created out of nothing. And this nothing, hu b'chinas kesed elyein hanikra ayin b'zei ha-Kodesh. The word nothing refers to kesed, to the godliness that surrounds and transcends the world, and it is called nothing in the Zohar because it is beyond knowing. It is not available to Chachma. Whereas the expression is b'mokim shehachachma nimtzas, where Chachma is found, hakesed hu behelim. That where Chachma is found, in other words, in Gan Eden, where Chachma is understood, is known, the level of Chachma is revealed, over there in Gan Eden, Kesed is the Helem, is concealed, and therefore called Ayin. And when does it come into a revealed state? When does it become knowable? Hu dafki kishanishomo tislabish beguf zach v'tzach achar hatchiyo, only when the soul will once again be clothed in a body that has been purified and cleansed in the resurrection. Ki no tchiloson b'seifon dafki, because the highest level of godliness is revealed necessarily in the final and last level of creation, in the body. And in this world, not in Gan Eden. The Seif Maise, the Machshava Tchila, Kenoida. And the conclusion, the last final part of the action, is what existed in the beginning of the thought. The thought has a beginning and an end, and the action has a beginning and an end. So the end of the action is connected to the beginning of the thought. The original thought, the highest level of godliness, is connected to the end of Maisa, to the final act, which means the physical act of the mitzvah. Ach, i'efshe lahagia l'madregezu ad sheyehei b'gan Eden tchila. But one cannot attain this level of godliness after Tchias HaMesim without first being in Gan Eden. So in order to be able to appreciate the godliness that will be revealed after Mashiach comes, after Tchias HaMesim, you first have to go through the level of Gan Eden. Although every Jew will be in the resurrection, not every Jew will be in Gan Eden. So that's true. Every Jew will be there, even the Jew who doesn't get Gan Eden. But in order to appreciate the godliness that will be revealed then, you have to go through Gan Eden. Which explains also why the neshamis that are there all these years are not merely waiting for Mashiach to come, but they're actually preparing for the coming of Mashiach, because the study of Torah, each person according to his capacity, is what prepares him for the time of Mashiach. So that even the knowledge of Torah as it is learned above in Masifta Derekiya is all part of the preparation for the coming of Mashiach, for the godliness that will be after Mashiach comes. So Hasig b'chinas chochma ilo, there's a need to understand the divine wisdom as it is taught in Gan Eden. Kol chad kifum shiura delay, each neshama according to its capacity. It says in the text, it says chulu chav vov, but the Rebbe says that it's in parentheses because it doesn't fit, and it could be that it should be chav ches instead of chav vov, and it stands for kol chad. Kol chad kifum shiura delay. Another thing is that even the resurrection itself comes through Torah, including the Torah that is learned in Gan Eden. Uliachar zeh, and then after the resurrection, it says, Shehava hakitzei sohi tesichecho, that after you are resurrected, the Gemara says, the Torah will then again be your conversation, that even after the resurrection, hi tesichecho, it is again the Torah that will be the conversation. So even after the resurrection, Torah is still crucial. So in order to come to all this, you have to have the study of Torah, including also the study of Torah as it is in Gan Eden. Zehu rechava mitzvah chameid. So now, going back to the mitzvah of tzedakah, he mitzvah tzedakah. Shehikeli v'shetach rechav meid. The mitzvah of tzedakah is a very broad keli, a vessel, l'hislabish bo ha'orah, say it in Sev Baruch Hu, for godliness to be able to be clothed in it, contained in it, including also the godliness that today is too big for the world and is not clothed in the world. U'kamesh ha'kasuv, levushay tzedakah. As we say in the davening on Rosh Hashanah, God's garment is tzedakah. In other words, he is contained in the mitzvah of tzedakah. The godliness that will be revealed after the resurrection, after Mashiach, without any limit, without any restraints. Chesed chinam, as an undeserved kindness, b'sarus adulatatom, in response to the arousal, to the initiative here below, the person's giving of tzedakah, Hanikra derech Hashem, which is called the way of God. The mitzvah of tzedakah is called the way of God. V'zehu loshen me'eid hu bli gvul v'tachlus, and that's why it's called me'eid. The godliness that will be revealed through the mitzvah of tzedakah is called very, very, very me'eid, because it's referring to that godliness that is without limit, and that's described as very. Aval chol tichlori isikates. That's concerning the time after Mashiach. But in the pasuk where it says rechava mitzvah chameid, the beginning of that pasuk is that lechol tichlo isikates. That every tichlo has an end. Does have an end. Tichlo imeloshen kleis hanefesh abiganed. What does tichlo mean in this pasuk? It means the expiring of the soul, the pleasure that the neshama has in Gan Eden. Shehi bebechinas ketz v'tachlis v'tzimtzum kenal. To that there is an end, the pasuk says, l'chol tichla. To every expiring of the soul, there is an end. It's a finite godliness. But zechova mitzvos chama'eid, but the godliness that comes in response to the mitzvah of tzedakah, after Tchiyas HaMesim, that is without end, it is Ma'id. U'lechol tichla, and he emphasizes that to all expiring or pleasures of the soul, there is a limit. What is all? Hu l'fishiyesh kama v'kama mailus ha-madregis gan Eden. Zeh l'mailam izeh, adzeim ha-mailis. Because there are so many different levels of Gan Eden, one above the other, to the highest of all levels, Kameshikosa Bilakuti Hashas Meharizal, the Pirish Maimarizal, Talmide Chachamim Ein Lehem Menucha. As he says in Lakuti Hashas of the Arizal, what the Gemara means, that Talmide Chachamim Ein Lehem Menucha, that even after the Talmud Chacham passes away, he doesn't rest. He continues to grow, She'elim Talmid, Mimadrega Lemadrega Bahasoga Satayra She'ein Losayf. It constantly grows from level to level in the knowledge of Torah, which is endless. Ad achar hatchiya shi'il ha-menucha. Until after the resurrection, then they will have menucha. It will be a time of Shabbos that is called menucha. In the Hayem Yeim, for the 22nd of Elul, the Rebbe writes that Torah Sachsidus deireshes. Torah Sachsidus demands ki tchila lehechocha. Before we criticize or reprove another person, we first have to remove the nails, fingernails. the criticism has to be without gouging. Ki betufra achidon, because the unholiness, the klipa, hangs on to the fingernails. That's where corruption takes place. Yedeshtoch is klipa v'sitra acha. Every gouging, every time we hurt someone with criticism, it is from klipa and sitra acha. The acha netilas hatziparnayim, and after cutting the nails, tzadach li is netilas yadayim. After cutting nails, you have to wash the hands. Kimavur in yonah bedach, as it's explained in Chassidus, what the washing of the hands means, it means hamshochas hameichem limidis, bringing the mind into the heart, bringing seichel into the emotions. So even after cutting the fingernails, so that there's no gouging, there's no hurting the other person with the criticism, the event has to be done with seichel. The criticism, the objections to the other person's behavior has to be expressed wisely.